Denise Gagnier has felt miserable for days. She can't keep food down. She has a fever. So this morning she decided it was time to get checked out by her regular doctor.
My primary care doctor didn't have any urgent care appointments open, and they sent me here.
Here being the Family Care Medical Center, a standalone urgent care clinic in Springfield's Forest Park neighborhood. Gagnier is wearing a medical gown and sitting on an exam table when Dr. Ira Helfand walks in and starts to ask her about her recent history.
So, you got sick when?
On Monday.
You feeling nauseated still today?
I'm still nauseated.
This is Gagnier's first visit to the clinic, which is set up for minor but urgent problems. Acute illnesses or infections, sprained ankles, strep throat, problems that people want treated quickly and which don't need a hospital setting.
If I press on your stomach, does this, that sore?
Yeah.
How about over here?
It's tender.
After a brief but thorough exam, Helfand diagnoses Gagnier with a stomach virus, writes her a note for work, and sends her on her way. Helfand, who founded the group Physicians for Social Responsibility, bought this urgent care clinic 3 years ago. He had worked for 2 decades as an emergency room doctor at Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton. He says running an urgent care clinic allows him a somewhat slower pace than a hospital ER and more follow-up with patients.
So if somebody comes in here with a back injury that is going to need several visits, we'll see them for the several visits and get some sense of how they're doing.
But for the most part, what Helfand's clinic does is fill in the gaps left by the primary care shortage. Most of his walk-in patients either don't have a primary care doctor or can't get in to see their doctor because of the overwhelming demand on general practices.
We have a number of the primary care physicians in the community regularly use us as an escape valve for their practice. They get a phone call from a patient who's got some illness. They clearly need to be seen. They don't have the ability to see them that day, and so they refer the patient here.
Helfand says there aren't many of these walk-in centers in the Northeast, although one recently opened in Northampton. But the need for alternatives to the primary care practice is likely to grow. That's because the supply of primary care doctors has not kept up with the demand of patients. Doctors say they're leaving primary care because of overwhelming paperwork, longer hours, and lower pay than most specialties. As a result, the Massachusetts Medical Society found that 40% of the remaining primary care practices are closed to new patients, the highest percentage ever. And the wait for a first appointment averages 45 days. So when someone needs help right away, Helfand says there are few options.
And that is a role which emergency rooms often fill, and they are much less well set up to do that in the emergency room because they're trying to deal with the really sick people.
In fact, emergency rooms statewide are reporting more traffic from people with routine, non-emergency problems. Several hospital administrators in western Massachusetts attribute that in part to the rising number of newly insured residents who expect same-day treatment. While Dr. Helfand says his clinic helps relieve that pressure, he says neither urgent care centers nor emergency rooms can replace primary care. And in fact, for a time, he took on some of his walk-in clients as primary care patients. He felt they needed more consistency.
Someone would come in sometimes and they have a blood pressure of 160 over 90 and they don't have a primary care doctor. And they've been trying to get one for 6 months. So, you know, we would start them on medication and we would follow up on their blood pressure and then we would get them in and do their complete physical and find out they also had high cholesterol and other undiagnosed, untreated problems. So I started taking on primary care patients as well.
But about 6 months ago, Helfand stopped agreeing to any new primary care patients. He needed more time for acute care, which is the practice's bread and butter. But he says he's frustrated that healthcare economics has come down to those choices. Like many doctors, Helfand lays much of the blame on how insurers, from private companies to Medicare, pay for healthcare. For example, Helfand says minor procedures get reimbursed much better than in-depth medical exams.
Say somebody comes in here and they have a facial laceration. Clean it up and stitch it up. It'll take me 5 or 10 minutes. I'll get paid a couple $100 for that. If I do a complete history and physical on a patient, make a plan with them about what medications they need to be on, what further tests they need to do. If I do this well, it'll take me over an hour. I get paid $120.
The Massachusetts Commission on Payment Reform came to the same conclusion this summer and recommended major changes to healthcare reimbursement so that primary care is rewarded more fairly. But that won't happen quickly. In the meantime, policymakers are looking to urgent care clinics as one stopgap measure for the doctor shortage. Another similar trend is the retail clinic, a controversial type of walk-in center housed in pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens and mostly staffed by nurses. So far, several CVS MinuteClinics have opened in eastern Massachusetts and other parts of New England. Helfand, who's not a fan of retail clinics, says he's heard one might come to his neighborhood, and he's expecting demand for both of them will continue to be high. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown in Springfield.